At this time, I'm going to give the microphone over to our treasurer unless he needs me to do a door prize while he gets ready. All right, let's do a door prize. Okay, I should just keep them right here in the chair next to me. Okay. She needs some money. So do we all. All righty. So, okay, we are going to give away a Harry and David snack box along with a, you didn't see, look, he didn't see me pointing. Ooh, a cell phone. No door prize for you. Oh, see, Roger said I mean. Okay, Harry and David box and a mutt strut bag with a chill mat. God, I'm finding all kinds of uses for these. Man, oh, man. And I don't know, the bucket's not in front of me, so it went away. I was going to say the bucket grew legs. Who do we have? I'll take it. Connie Cassiano, not in the room. Ron Smith, not in the room. Gussie Morgan, are you still here? Not in the room. Larry Freeman. Yay, Larry! Ray, yay! All right. Okay, Peter, are you ready or do we do another? Peter's ready. Peter's ready. Uh-oh, of course. Okay, Peter. Oh. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Again, basically, all the treasurer's reports are available in your selected formats of choice. So, if you're interested in obtaining CCB treasurer's reports, please contact the office. Thank you. And I'm going to give a few summaries here. The balance sheet for the as of August 31st, 2013. Our total assets are $1,057,243. Our moving on, the income statement for the period January 1st to August 31st, 2013. Excuse me. Total income is $112,515. Our expenses for the period are total income $112,515. Total expenses $157,928. Net ordinary income is a negative $45,413. During this period, we had other non-operating income in the amount of $32,780. If you add the operating and non-operating income, less the expenses, the net income for the period ending August 31st, 2013 is $12,633. Negative. Sorry about that. And just two more figures. For the period, just to let you guys know what our budget is. For income, for the whole year, it was $194,000 on the expense side. It was $194,000 and one second. The budget expense budget was $303,970, and this concludes the summary of my treasurer's report.
Do we have actually a motion? Do we have a motion and a second? A motion to accept? Do we have a second? Do we have discussion? Steve Mendelson, if we can get a mic over to Steve.
Very quick. Peter, I just want to know if any part of the $194,000 projected 2013 income.
What? You're not.
Hold on one sec. The mic isn't. And if you could speak a little slower, because it's hard for some folks to understand.
I just wanted to know if any portion of the projected 2013 $194,000 income came from anticipated net profits from the Mutt-Strutt.
If any of the income came from anticipated profits
income.
That we anticipated
yes.
from Mutt-Strutt.
Yes, it did,
yes.
Because in our budget we budgeted.
Yes, they did.
Like $64,000 for the Mutt-Strutt. And basically, the total income for the Mutt-Strutt was $23,586. But in addition to that, we're getting $2,500 from Westfield Mall, another $500 from West Covina Lions Club, and there'll be a reduction in expenses in the amount of $1,000.
And we also sold Mutt-Strutt items this weekend as well at the board table.
Let me give you that exciting figure.
Oh, what is
it? We sold $537 worth of Mutt-Strutt products.
So we add that to the profits, the donation that came into L.A., we were able to bring it up here, and the shirts and everything else. Thank you all for your support on that this weekend. And yeah, whoever manned the table.
Are there any more questions?
More discussion? Well, I have to say, I'm taking personal privilege here. We did have some board members who manned the table, but my sister, Debbie Cordero, who all of you got to meet this weekend, was there. And I don't think very many people said no to her. Thank you all. Okay, hearing no discussion, all those in favor of accepting the report, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Peter, is there anything else that you
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay.